Pete Snodden Breakfast Show.
Hello and welcome to another Pete Snodden Breakfast Show production. On this latest Snodcast, you'll get to hear about the psychic phenomenon that is Sally Morgan. Now, whether you believe in psychics or not, it's all about entertainment. And this girl, you'll be well aware of her from her TV show. She is known as a psychic to the stars. And also on this Snodcast, as you're well aware, being a Liverpool fan, I absolutely love football. So I couldn't turn down Liverpool legends Bruce Grobbelaar and John Aldridge joining us on the show, accompanied by Man United's ex-player Lee Sharp as well. Here we go then with the latest Snodcast. If you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Snodcast series by getting yourself on iTunes. Type in Pete Snodden and hit the subscribe link. Automatically, whenever there's a brand new Snodcast, it will be downloaded direct to your desktop. Breakfast Show. We're joined this morning, ladies and gentlemen, by star psychic Sally Morgan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's lovely to see you.
It's lovely to be here.
Well, loads of people will know you, obviously, from your show on ITV.
Yes.
And obviously, you're a psychic, so you tell people the future.
Well, I do. I mean, but I don't like to... I don't term it as telling anyone's future because I'm not a fortune teller. I can see... sometimes ahead for people. I mean, I know that sounds like it's splitting hairs, but that's how I'd rather it be put.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I personally call myself a medium.
Right, okay.
And, but, you know, the generic term, so that everyone understands that, is comfortable. People are more comfortable with the term psychic. I don't know why, you'd have to ask them, but they are. So, you know, if that's what they want to call me, that's what they can call me.
See, I've always been intrigued by all this, and I have to say that, you know, the boundaries, I don't really know, right? Because we'd be quite into astrology in the show, and we would talk about our stars. But what we tend to do is, right, we read them all until we find one that suits us, right?
So, well, it sounds like me, that's what I do.
So we'll read Russell Grant, right? And Russell Grant today says that...
Oh, I love Russell.
What Russell says about me today.
For Geminis, your sex drive is especially strong and seeks an outlet.
That's a good one for me too.
Shall I carry on? You haven't heard the rest of it.
Okay, sorry.
Fortunately, you have no shortage of admirers.
By the way, I'm married before we go any further.
Yes, he is married. And you want me to carry on?
Yes, okay.
You may feel a strong bond with one who has a lot of business acumen. Let this person introduce you to some new sensual pleasures.
Oh, Sally, is that you?
You're married.
Behave. Right. So we would read our stars and then go on and read Justin Topper and read Mystic Meg and all these things. Debbie Frank. You know, we'll read them all, right? Mm-hmm. But obviously that's not what you do. You don't do astrology, right?
No.
Are you into it?
Well, I am into it. I'm into anything that is sort of in this esoteric world, you could say. I think astrology is wonderful. I think it's more scientific. You know, I'm not an academic, as you could possibly tell. Mm. So this is what I've always done. This is my ability. It's like, you know, being able to play the piano or being able to play the violin or whatever. This is what I do.
Sally, can I just clarify something? You said earlier that you see yourself as a medium.
I do.
Does that mean that then you have voices from beyond the grave or people that speak to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it does.
Really?
Yeah, I think that... what I believe that how I get my messages, because I don't deal with auras or chakras or things like that. I don't have a guide myself. I'm sure I've got people around me that love me, that are in spirit. But basically, I deal with what's around the sitter. So I pick up, and that's how I believe it. Look at Pete. He looks absolutely terrified.
You see, I love things like this. I'm really into it. And I would watch a lot of stuff that's maybe on TV, on like Living or whatever.
Most haunted.
Most haunted doesn't really come into that. But there's a couple of guys
I'm not like
on.
That, am I? Please don't tell me I'm like that.
No. There's a couple of guys in there, and for the life of me, I can't remember their names now. But they're incredible. The stuff they do with their audience and the people that are around these. People in the audience from beyond the grave that are able to pass on amazing pieces
of
information.
Well, that's the sort of thing that I do. But you see, also, you've got to take into account your personality. Mm-hmm. And my personality doesn't really lend itself to spooky, spooky, spooky in that way.
Okay.
I mean, you know, people will be very pleased to hear that. But it does, I mean, at the end of the day, I think that one of the reasons, you know, with my success, you could say, is the fact that I'm able to put across my work in a different way.
Now, right. Who all have you worked with? Who all the stars come to you? So who all have you worked with?
Well, let me just tell you something, first of all. Yeah, I'm very lucky. All the stars have come to me, well, a lot of them. But that's because I work by word of mouth. So if I were to see, you know, I don't know, someone like one of my friends who works in a council office, I was to see her, mm-hmm. She would go back to where she works and I'd end up seeing everyone in the council office. So yeah. I see a lot of stars, celebrities, call them what you like, because they all mix together.
Gotcha.
That's the reason.
Yep. Right.
So it's not me saying I only want to see stars. Okay.
Right.
That's
yeah.
not how it is.
You want to see two blogs like me
yeah.
and
that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're in.
Yeah, you're in there.
Right. So obviously you're coming to Belfast. You're doing a show on the 1st of October and you're announcing a second date, 2nd of October.
I know.
So the Waterfront Hall is big. Like, so you're filling this out. What
They're
people.
Just going
what,
mad.
What
for
do people.
It.
What do people. Get whenever they come to the show? It means you pull people out of the audience?
Well, wait a minute, Pete. I've not started. I start next Thursday
in
the UK. So I think that what they're hopefully they're going to get is it's going to tell a story also about my life.
Uh-huh.
So they get all the questions that I'm asked all the time, like you're asking me, which is basically, you know, how did it first start? What does it feel like seeing stars? Who was the first star that you saw? And then they mention the Princess of Wales. All of those sort of things. People hopefully will get answers to. Plus, they'll get messages. It's full of surprises.
I have to say, I am very intrigued. Now, we're going to play a tune now, but before we go to the tune, right?
I know what you're going to say. Call me psychic.
from looking at me this morning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Are you getting anything?
A bad hair day, Pete. That's the first day. I think that was
That's a visual thing.
I think I was cold reading you there, Pete. I think that's what they call it.
Right, okay.
Observational. No.
No, what? Do you get anything bad?
Oh, don't be stupid. Of course I don't.
Oh, good. That's great. Well, we'll come back and we'll find out what she does see or think or feel in a wee second. Sally Morgan, the psychic, is with us.
It started.
I know, I have to say, it's been so surreal during the actual tune there, because Sally turns around and says, have you got a picture of your wife? Mm-hmm. So I'm handing across the phone a picture of myself.
Beautiful.
And Julia.
Beautiful, look at her.
She's gorgeous.
She's lovely.
I'm a very lucky man.
You are a very lucky man. And what did I say to you?
She says, no, you said.
Well, because the listeners, I'm going to say viewers then, the listeners need to get, you know, see, I work better if it's instant.
Right, okay. Right.
And this is the big mistake, because people think, oh, you know, we'll let her warm up and everything, which, you know.
Rubbish.
I don't, yeah.
Right, okay. Just say it's rubbish.
You just witnessed that.
Just say
you?
The we other did. Star psychics are crap. Just say that.
No. And first thing I saw was a little baby boy.
But there's no baby boy in the picture.
And there's no baby boy at home yet.
But she's expecting.
No, not yet. No.
Oh, I think you're going to hear news.
My mother will be beside herself listening to this.
And also, what else did I say?
Are you getting a new mortgage in the house?
Yeah.
And that is totally 100% correct. Yeah,
yes.
I'm in the middle of remortgaging. And what else is going to go on?
And I said to you that there would be the name Philip. You don't recognise that yet, but no. There's a name Philip on a document to do with a mortgage or to do with a facility for a financial asset for you.
Right, okay.
To sort of, and I think that this lady, she's got a very set idea on exactly where she wants to live and how she wants it. And you're feeling very fulfilled because you've given her a free rein quite recently just to do that. Whereas I would have said that 6 months ago, you were still sort of on the threshold and dithering, really. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does actually, yeah.
And then we turned on little Kirsty here,
uh-huh.
who is so lovely. I love Kirsty. And the first thing that I said to her was, I was worried about her chest. Now, like, she looks so lovely and everything, but I just think that her breathing and her lungs, she's got to be very careful of, you know, coughs and things. And what did you say to me?
I said you saw my cigarettes and
my
handbag.
But I didn't see
Well, the running joke on the show is that every time I play a tune, Kirsty goes out for a fag. And and that's the running joke on the show. And I'm doing my best, Sally, right, to try and help her to give up the cigarettes.
Actually, in my star stay with Mystic Meg, she says that I will have the willpower to give up, because I have tried giving up and I'm rubbish. I don't have any willpower at all. But
you lasted 3 days last time. Well done.
But I think she's going to, because she's about to have in her life a place where she really feels that she can put her roots down. See, really in her head at the moment, it consumes her, I believe, at where she's going to be. Am I going to be happy? Am I able to settle here? Sorry, I was just moving your mobile phone then because it was sending funny noises.
Oh, no problem.
So I think that you're about to put your roots down somewhere. You'll have all your knickknacks around you because you are quite a sentimental person.
Mm-hmm.
So things that you are given, they tell a story.
Right.
And because you're very loyal, you like to keep those things around. You don't just chuck things out.
That's quite true, actually, yeah. And then you said to me...
What did I say
to you?
Who
is Pauline?
Yes. And who is Pauline?
My mum.
Oh.
So I'm wondering... So what do we need to know about Pauline?
Well, I get a sense. I would have felt Pauline. Mm-hmm. So is Pauline in spirit?
No.
But I think that there is a lady that is around you that is connected to your mum in a very big way. You've got to look at today's date with the 1st of May.
Yeah.
So that the date...
Do you know, I think that's a very significant date. Or, well, it would be this month.
Yes, there you go.
And it would be my granny, who's my mum's mum.
Yeah, that's just, she's there in May because she said, tell her about the date. So she'll be here this month, especially for your mum.
This is the month that I think she died in May.
Yeah, I would have said more the 15th, though.
It was closer to that.
The 15th, but does your mum live at number 15?
No.
I think it's around about the 15th. Mention the 15th of May to your mum. Also...
Do you know what it might be?
What's that?
Because... She used to live in a house that was 155, 155.
Oh, that's it.
So the 15th of the 5th.
Oh, there you go. See, this is what I mean.
This is mad.
Okay. Don't you think it's mad?
It's pretty nuts,
The Pauline thing freaked me out, I have to say.
Well, it was freaking me out, and I was sitting the other side of the desk.
Yeah.
Morning, Pauline. Right. It's not some people's bag, you know, psychics and stuff like that.
Not.
And
no.
Some people are against it and stuff, and that's their own thing.
Definitely.
I have to say, on a personal sort of note, my friend Andrew has been going to a psychic guy for ages. And he says to me on numerous occasions, this guy is brilliant, you have to go. But I was always too scared to go in case he told me something that I didn't want to hear.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what you've always got to sort of think about.
You have to listen to yourself. You should never, ever be forced into going to see anyone that does my sort of work because it will go wrong if you do.
Yeah. Well, anyway, during that show or during that song, Sally was able to tell me that I have a problem with my upper groin muscle and I've recently taken up a sport, which is true, hockey, and I do have a problem with my groin. And everyone who listens to this show knows about it because I've moaned about it on this particular show. What else is happening to us in the next wee while?
I've just said so much to you. Remind me, because it
Sorry. I've got links with Australia, and I could be moving to Australia at some point. Mm-hmm. And for Kirsty, September's a big month, and South Africa may be coming back into your life. So that means Pip-Boy could be back in the scene.
Well,
When I actually said it, though, I said I could see Australia with you and South Africa with Kirsty, and I didn't know she had any links with that.
I went out with the South African for over a year, but we split up. Last October.
Yeah, and I said
only just really sort of over it now and ready to move on now.
Yeah, that's always the same, isn't it? And then they come back. It's like a bad penny.
Is he going to come back?
Well, I think he's going to text you because remember what I said? I could see a text for Pete with Australia to do with a job in Sydney, and then I could see a text for you, and it was just South Africa. And
I don't know if I'd want him back.
No, and I don't think your life could go forward if he came in back. But I mean, it's just like a bit like I mean, it doesn't sound too dramatic, but like a warning. Be careful.
Well, Sally, listen, it's been so lovely having you on the show today.
Aww.
You've told us lots. I'm totally intrigued. Your TV show, for those people who miss it, is going to get it repeated in TV, isn't it?
It is. July the 10th on ITV1.
All right, okay, super.
You'd have to look at the times. It's going to be after 9 o'clock.
Right, okay.
But I know it can be different, can't it, to us over there.
Well, so whenever you're coming here to do your two shows, Wednesday the 1st of October and the 2nd of October at the Waterfront Hall in Belfast.
Get your tickets fast because they're flying.
Well, you've sold out one gig and the second gig is just going on sale. Today or tomorrow the tickets go on sale?
Today, I think.
Today.
There you go. So you can get all that from waterfronthall.co.uk or wonderlandpromotions.co.uk. And people are going to be able to are they able to partake in the show? Are you going to be able to put people out of the audience and stuff and be able to tell them stuff?
Oh, yeah. And we've got a psychic pod which arrives at the theatre and people can go and leave me messages, and then in the evening there'll be a big screen behind me and I can pick out these people.
Wow.
And we're going to have cards for everyone to write their messages to me, and randomly throughout the evening I will pick the cards and pull that person up, as well as be giving sort of messages, you could say. But it's a show. It's not just me on stage just doing that. Mm-hmm. It's a form of, it's really, I want to give people value for money, basically.
Brilliant. Well, here, listen.
That sounds great.
I will see you on the 1st of October. I'm going to read your book as well. What's your book called?
My Psychic Life, out in September, right. Published by Penguin.
Well, there we go.
Thank you, Pete. We'll
look forward to reading that. Sally Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Girls Aloud in town over the weekend. Shipped off last night. Gig was great. Can't Speak French, their latest single. If you were at the gig last night, it was nice on the eye. Not say. Kirsty's with us this morning.
Good morning.
And I'm so pleased to welcome Lee Sharp, former Manchester United player, yeah. John Aldridge, and Bruce Grobbelaar, formerly of Liverpool Football Club, which I have to say, Lee, from the offset to my team.
Is it what Liverpool is?
Liverpool is,
I'll just get up and leave now.
No, don't leave now. I'll tell you the reason why I don't want you to leave now, right? Because, all right, I'm going to present this to you, right? With a wee finger, right? And this is my friend's shirt from years ago, and he's hoping you're going to sign it for him this morning.
Okay.
So you can take it. I think it's better in your hands than mine, to be honest with you.
It's very nice that you give him the next day.
There's a proper shirt. Look.
Is that a proper one?
That's what season's that from, Lee?
That'll be the 99 season, the treble winning season, I think.
Oh!
Obviously, I should have looked in the bag before I presented that.
Obviously, I went there then either.
Anyway, guys, it's lovely to have you in Belfast. When did you fly in?
Last night.
Mr. John Aldridge. I have to say, right, it's quite bizarre, and I said this to Kirsty before he came into the studio this morning, is I can go and interview, and I actually said this a couple of weeks back, I can go and interview like pop stars and whoever else, whether it be Girls Aloud, I met them last night, and not blink an eyelid. But whenever there's footballers sitting in front of me, it's a whole different ball game. Like, I can't believe I'm sitting in the same studios as you.
It's completely different. I didn't have a clue.
Lee, to be quite honest with you, Kirsty wants to sit in your knee at some stage across throughout the course of this morning's show.
I found an extra chair.
Oh, right, okay. Damn. So, guys, obviously, right, you're involved with the Football Legends, which is coming to Belfast. Very, very soon, and we'll go on to talking about that in a second. Obviously, you know, do you still get the same enthusiasm and enjoyment for playing the game now? No, it's not as sort of competitive and probably not as serious as what it was for you at one stage.
Well, listen, if you go out onto the pitch as former players, you know, once you go out over the white line onto the pitch, it does become competitive. We don't like to lose, and I think it's more enjoyable now because sometimes you do get a little bit of a twinge.
It's not as much pressure now with you, such a...
No, not much pressure, but...
Obviously, by the accent, you know exactly who we're talking to. Mr. Bruce Grobbelaar, formerly of Liverpool and a fantastic goalkeeper, but you had your moments too.
Oh, yeah. We had all our moments.
All your moments.
I've had more than many.
Well, that's true, right? You're the only person here who's won a European Cup. I'm right in saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what have you done with your medals?
Well, that's a sore point. It's in a discussion with my ex-wife.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough.
It was amicable between him and his wife when he split up. 50-50. She got the inside of the house, he got the outside of the house.
Right, so anyway, moving on, obviously, with regards to Liverpool this season, we missed out in the European Cup.
Yes, big time, yeah, very, very disappointed. The big difference between the two teams was the own goal at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I know. It was a bizarre own goal, as everyone knows. I don't know what he was trying to do, in all honesty, but unfortunately, it cost us dearly.
Yeah, it did indeed. And to be quite frank, I'm even more gutted now since they've come out and said you don't need a visa to go to Moscow. So I'm even more gutted now. Anyway, Lee Sharp, what's your views on it?
On what?
On Manchester United.
Not needing a visa to get to Russia.
No, well, I assume you'll be going to the game.
No, I'm not sure whether I'll be going or not yet. I really don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Wait and see. When it came to, obviously, Manchester United getting through, what do you reckon is going to be the score whenever it comes to them playing Chelsea in the final?
I think it's going to be tough. I think Chelsea have come good right at the end of the season, and I think Drogba and Ballack have really started to shine. So I think it's going to be a really tough game. Obviously, I hope Man United win. But I don't know, it's going to be tight. It's a hard one to call.
It's one that could actually go to penalties. You can see it's going to be very, very little between the two sides. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if it went all the way to penalties.
I think it could potentially be quite a boring game as well, because I think it'll be really cagey.
It might, I'd say that it's going to be very, very cagey. You've got to go extra time. But I'll tell you what, the Man United lads aren't going to be welcome to that city very well, because Mr. Abramovich owns it.
Yeah, of course, yeah, that's a point.
Will he be paying anyone off to poison the food or anything like that?
No. You're not mentioning the referee last week, are you?
At least they won't be eating sushi.
Right, last question, obviously, about the current sort of squads and stuff like that there. Who'll win the Premiership?
Oh, Man U. They'll beat Wigan about 4-0.
Yeah, go with that.
To be honest, I'll probably go with that too. Everyone who listens to this show on a regular basis, there's a hell of a lot of banter in this show, because obviously I'm a Liverpool supporter, and you know, obviously within Northern Ireland there's a hell of a lot of Manchester United fans, so we tend to have a bit of banter. Obviously whenever I went over just before Christmas and we get tanked, well, I didn't get tanked, it was we were beat 1-0 at Anfield. I sort of came back eating a lot of humble pie, but this year, such is life.
We were robbed,
exactly. Yes. Exactly. Now, you've got involved in the Legends team. Who actually puts the Legends team together, and who gets you all together and stuff like that?
Well, we've been going for some time, haven't we, Bruce? Alan Kennedy was probably the originator.
Yeah, we've got a former Players Association, which was the very first one in the league that had started up. And we've been going for many, many years. And then Man United have got their former Players Association. We try to get every team in the league to build up this former players group. But our Legends is we've been going quite some time. We're going all over the world again, going to Norway, Denmark. Because we need revenge in Denmark for sure.
Well, what happened there last time?
No, we got beat.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough.
It was our first defeat.
First defeat in about 6 years.
Yeah,
in
6 years. But so
you're talking about the Legends. We're over here in Northern Ireland and also Southern Ireland. And it's great to come over here to play against some good teams over here. And then the big one against Man United someday.
Yeah, I mean, you've won the league. You've all won the league. You've won many, many a medal and trophies and this, that and the other. What's it like, you know, playing for the Belfast Cup?
Well, it's. I think what we were talking about last night is basically there's so many fans, Manchester United and Liverpool, over here in the south, as you know, that come over to Anfield and Old Trafford, respectively, yourself included.
Yeah.
Well, we're bringing Liverpool and Man United over here as a sign of respect in some ways. I know it's the old boys, you know, the has-beens, call them whatever you want, but I think it's we're giving something back a little bit to, you know, to Northern Ireland and to the Republic alike, and people can come along and enjoy, you know, a very competitive game of football between, you know, two good teams.
Now, obviously, football has changed a hell of a lot since you guys were playing. I know, obviously, Lee. I don't want to go down ages here, but obviously Lee was the last, you know, person to play, you know, obviously, you know, Premiership football, you know. The Premiership wasn't, I'm going to really dig a hole for myself here. The Premiership wasn't around, Sean, whenever you were playing.
No, it was the old First Division.
It was the old First Division, same for yourself, Bruce. Obviously now, you know, we've got the whole thing, and it's entertainment in terms of, obviously, the games, right? And in terms of people watching it, and it's a sport. But away from the on-field stuff, there's so much off-field stuff now in the game of football. How do you guys feel about that? I suppose it's changed even so much even since you were in the game, like, you know what I mean, with all the WAG sort of thing going on, and, like, you know, footballers being in the paper every day for this, that or the other, you know what I mean? But what's your views on that? Do you think it's good for the game? Do you think it's bad for the game? Or you know, what do you make of it?
Well, like you said, I think football's an entertainment now, and I think there's that many gossip magazines and that they need to fill pages, so not only do you get what the footballers are doing, but you also get what the wives and girlfriends are doing and what cars they're driving and what the houses are like. And it's just something that's sort of grown, really, and escalated from when the Premier League first started. Sky got involved, there's more money involved, more people want to know about what's going on. And it's good on that side, but it's also good for the likes of what we're doing, because the current players are hard to get hold of. So it means that we're more employable.
Yeah, and you know, fine, Riley, I know that you were in the paper over the last couple of days because of a certain, you know, relationship with Kim Ryder.
Yeah, that's rubbish. There is no relationship. Nothing went on. It was all just something that the papers picked up on and just massively sort of exaggerated, really. It's all rubbish. You just have to leave it and let it go.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's very good. You must take a leaf from my book. when papers run with a story, they run with it hard. And, you know, you can sometimes find yourself in court. I've done it about 10 times, me.
Yeah. But obviously, you know, and I don't know whether this is an issue with yourselves, but obviously footballers now get paid, like, serious amounts of money. I know in your day you got serious amounts of money in the scheme of things, but like it's serious money now. Is there any ever like sort of, do you ever feel bitter towards that or anything like that?
You can't, can you? You can't feel bitter, you know. As Lee said, you know, it's a different ball game to when we were playing now. In fact, people don't even realise the players probably get more money outside the game than what they do inside the game now. You know, it's just an amazing amount, but people are prepared to throw at them. But the likes of, I'm just mentioning names for example, Steve Gerrard deserves everything what he gets out the game. It's just when you see ordinary players diving all over the place,
Drogba,
enough to lay some of the players who are in this room today, the boots, and you see what they're getting, then you probably could get a little bit bitter. But for the good players that enhance the game going forward, well done to them and good luck to you.
Fair enough. Now, obviously, you're over in Belfast playing in the Belfast Cup, and involved in that's going to be the Glens, Linfield, Liverpool legend, and the Manchester United legend. Will there be a wager put on this? Who do you reckon's going to win?
Well, I don't think you have to ask me.
You're slightly outnumbered,
I have to say. And they're bigger than me.
You're probably going to come turn to me then, aren't you? Ah, well, I might know the result before the game starts.
Do you know what, right? I have to say...
Hey, allegedly.
I thought the wager thing might bring that up. We'll leave that at that. As you said, you've been in It'd court. Be How many close. Times? 10 times? We're not even going to mention that no more.
No, it will be very close because, you know, the two very good sides, you know. It'll be very, very competitive because, simply, it's not about the wager. It's about taking the Michael out of... one another when you're having a beer after the game, and that'll certainly happen for the winners.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever you used to travel on the team bus going to games, right? What happened on the team bus? Did you play music on the team bus?
Cards, yeah.
Listen, Liverpool was the last team to get a team bus with a toilet in, and I'm going to tell you a story what happened to us.
Oh, no.
We went from Liverpool to Brighton without a toilet. We beat Brighton away, so coming back I bought a bucket. And when we got to Croydon, the bucket was full. So we decided to throw the contents out the back exit door, and it hit a car, and the car went over the bollard and smashed, and the bus carried on. And then the manager got a letter saying I was the car behind that got splashed with some water, liquid. Yes, we did have... I did have to own up to it. It was myself and Teddy McDermott. And funny things happen. and how they happened, because the next day, the next game we went and played away, we had a toilet on the bus.
So it's all down to you. Well done. Yeah. Now, the reason why I bring up music, right, is you see whenever you see the guys getting off the team buses now going into the stadium, they're all wearing like their MP3 players, right? Is there any communication? Are these guys actually friends with each other or what? Because they don't seem to talk to each other.
They've got great eye contact.
And I was going to say, do you just play music yourselves before you go onto the pitch now to get yourselves fired up?
Yeah, the 70s music for me. Yeah, I'm just into all that stuff, you know.
You know. African music for me.
And Lee, what about yourself?
I'm a sort of indie fan. I'm Oasis, like, I've just played Foo Fighters, Radiohead, stuff like that, so...
Fair Arctic enough. Monkeys, I thought it was for you.
Bit of Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, Arctic Monkeys as well. Joined today by Bruce Grobbelaar, John Aldridge and Lee Sharp. It's been an absolute pleasure, guys, having you on the show. You're over for the Legend 11 matches, which are taking place, including the Belfast Cup, which is happening in July. What's the dates of the actual matches and stuff, and who you playing?
The Belfast Cup's on Saturday, the 26th of July. But we've got games. Liverpool, we're playing in Bangor on Sunday, the 20th. Then we're at Mayola. No, we're at Derry on the 22nd, Tuesday the 22nd, playing the North West 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then we play Manchester United a Coleraine on the Thursday, the 24th, and obviously it finishes with the Belfast Cup. And Man United are playing on Sunday against Newry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 20th. Tuesday at Moyola Park, they're playing a game, and then the next two games are against us. So it's.
Liam, sorry to say, I know you're outnumbered in this studio this morning, but I have to say, you know, by hook or by crook, I hope Liverpool win. I'm sorry, I just have to, it's just the way it is.
You'll
know.
Get over that, don't worry about it. Something you can take.
Right, guys, this afternoon, you're in Belfast, you're at the City Hall this afternoon at 3 o'clock doing a penalty kick competition.
I believe you're coming down to try and take a penalty.
I'm going to come down and take a penalty against you, Bruce, and I have to say, for the last 10 minutes, folks, he's been trying to psych me out across the desk.
Now, to all those listeners out there, there's no way that I can ever psych this man out. This man has got a hair for radio.
Very good. Well, I'll see you at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll record it and put it on our website and see how I match up against you. And between 9 and 3, I'll be practising in the car park. Guys, listen, best of luck with the Belfast Cup. Hope it all goes well. You can get tickets from Ticketmaster.ie and there's still some available. And listen, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming in.
And the more the merrier out there to come and watch us. Listen, it's a great day for everybody, kids the lot.
All right, okay. And just one final thing before we go. Can you give us a prediction for the scoreline?
No, I've gone away from that now. I'm into golf.
Bruce Rubble, our John Aldridge, Lee Sharp. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for checking out this week's Snodcast. Remember, check out more Pete Snodden Breakfast Show updates at www.coolfm.co.uk and catch the show in real time weekday mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on your number one hit music station, 97.4 Cool FM. The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show.